George Elliott Foreman, G-E-O-R-G-I-A, Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N, born 2856. All these were seen today, 9:30. Let's see, 56. Miss Foreman is a 68-year-old woman with extensive history of smoking, coronary artery disease, history of fixed sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker insertion, paranoid schizophrenia, depression, PTSD, hypothyroidism, COPD and asthma, period. In the paragraph, patient is now pretty much bedbound because she says with any kind of activity, she gets very short of breath. She moves very little air, but she's able to get in a wheelchair with the help of the staff and get to the outside patio to smoke, period. Her O2 sat's only 86% today. She's confused. She thinks she was a secretary, but actually she was in the Army for a long time and receives health care from the VA. Period. She's married. She was married at one time, but she now lives in a group home. She's single, has children that apparently she doesn't see very much. Again, she's bedbound. She's weak. She's tired. She looks debilitated. She wears diapers. She has ADL dependency total and has had issues with falls lately. Period. Family history, mom died of lung cancer, dad was shot. Allergy, sulfa antibiotics. Surgery, pacemaker and knee replacement, both right and left side. Medication, albuterol, procardiant inhaler, albuterol, two puffs four times a day, and PRN. Procardia, 90 milligram, XL once a day. Flexeril, 10 milligram, three times a day, PRN for spasm. Neurontin, 300 milligram, POTID. Fluoxetine, Prozac, in parentheses, 20 milligram a day, lisinopril, 20 milligram a day, Lipitor, 80 milligram a day. An exam, Georgia is, again, debilitated, weak, tired, laying in bed, doesn't want to get up unless she's put in a wheelchair, wants to go outside to smoke. Her O2 sat's 86%, pulse is 107, respiration is 18. Patient is a febrile. Heart positive, swarm positive, stood tachycardic. Lungs, fever bronchi. Abdomen, soft. Neck, shows positive JVD. Skin, shows no rash. Oral mucosa with amyloid lesion. Neurological non-focal, patient does have severe muscle wasting in the lower extremity. Assessment, 68-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, tachycardia, core pulmonal, hypoxemia, in need of oxygen. Patient is short of breath at all times, has difficulty speaking, debilitation, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, period. The paragraph, she would benefit from a NEB treatment along with her albuterol inhaler. She needs to quit smoking, but she says she wants to quit till she dies, period. In the paragraph, she states she would like the doctor to come see her because she's too weak to go to the back and forth to the office, to the doctor's office, and does not want to go to the hospital anymore, period. In the paragraph, she also has a history of fixed sinus syndrome, history of fall related to fixed sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker insertion, as well as schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, PTSD, coronary artery disease, and asthma, period. Her depression is controlled with the help of Prozac, and her blood pressure is controlled at this time with lisinopril. Overall prognosis is poor given her end-stage COPD, hypoxemia, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, and the fact that she requires she's already tachycardic and has pulmonary. Thank you.